Realness eats raw meat and does not waver nor drifts on the currents. He has the staying power of the sun. Realness walks only in his own shoes.
I first met Spoon Jackson this summer and instantly knew there was something deep and profound about him. Quiet and self-reserved, Spoon is a thinker. I could tell Spoon was constantly turning over ideas in his head to write his poetry. I wanted to find out more about the internationally known poet and his creative process, so I decided to ask him a few questions. Please keep in mind that prison is a busy place and we might hear an interruption here and there.
Well, poetry is a way of allowing your soul and heart to speak your life, to speak your feelings, to speak your love, your likes and dislikes by getting the I out of the way, the selfishness out of the way. Because in order to write poetry, you got to be infused from the muses, I believe. And everybody are not poets just because they put some lines down on a piece of paper. Because poetry comes from a different place than just, say, writing. You know, they got writers, and then they got poets, just like, you know, and they got musicians. And writing, you could learn that by continuously practicing, and continuously to craft your what you are doing. You just continually craft it, and that enables you to get better as a writer. Whereas poetry, it comes from a place of pureness, a place where, as a child, you used to be able to go to that you lost as you grew up.
Can you go ahead and tell me what type of books you like to read?
I love all kinds of reading, and I started reading a philosophy, psychology, and sociology when I first came to prison. And I wanted to make myself educated so that I could help people avoid coming to prison. Because when I came, I was sitting in the courtroom listening to the district attorney talk about me like I wasn't a human being, using words that I didn't understand. And so I told myself from that point on I would study the dictionary and take all the English and language and college classes I can and high school classes to make sure that no person ever talks above my head again just by using words I did not understand.
Do you have a method that you use when doing your poetry?
No, I just, whatever inspires me, be it a rock, tree, or I don't know, anything that's inspirational, mountains can inspire me. Something someone said, or a dream. I love dreams, and I think of Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud and Adler, and I think of a lot of the poets from the past, like Pablo Neruda, Langston Hughes, Maya Angelou, and Shakespeare, and they inspire me. A lot of my inspiration comes from dead poets.
Do you ever feel that you are different than everybody else?
Well, everybody's different. Everybody different than everybody else. Nobody sees things exactly the same. That's the beauty in being human, that, you know, we all connected on one level, but at the same time, we all individuals, and in that individuality, we learn how to be ourselves, and that enhances the whole human population. Because, you know, I don't think any humans, like, I think it was Socrates, somebody said, deliberately choose to do something that would harm themselves. They choose it because they think that would make their lives better.
Just so everybody knows, that you are an LWOP prisoner. That means life without the possibility of parole, correct?
Yeah.
Do you ever lose hope? Do you ever?
No, only hopeless people lose hope. No, but the thing is, let me see. I'll try this with this poem. Let me see if I can remember it. It's called Go On. I cannot go on like this, but I will go on. On and on, even when on is off. Something is stirring in my soul, wanting to burst out like a hot spring in the desert, wanting to come out, and I don't know what it is. In the moment, I hope it's a poem, I hope it's a song. Something vast like Euripides, something wise and funny like Aristophanes, something deep like Langston Hughes, so deep in the seas where no light goes. I know what it is. I want to create my way off this lockdown and write my way out of prison. They allowed redemption once, but now only condemnation. I cannot go on, but I will go on and on, even when on becomes off. Melancholic and sad, they are letting some lifers go home. Some I have known for a lifetime,
and that is a good thing. Yet there is no end in sight for me, and I don't know anymore where to go to get strength to go on. I don't know where to go to leave this sadness and pain and have my heart sing again and my spirit soar again. Everywhere I look, there's a big sign that says no. No forgiveness, no love, no hope, no second chance, no dreams, no romance. I cannot go on, but I will go on and on, even when on becomes off. But I have nowhere to go, nowhere that says yes. Yes is okay to dream, for some come true. Yes is okay to hope, for freedom is free. Yes is okay to love, for love can be true.